I'm on the bottom of Kufchav Gimel Amar Aleph. Asuve Yenuka. Now she says, Asuve Yenuka, Lachachlik Seder Evorav Shunolad, Evorav Misparkim Vetzorach Liyashvan. A child's born, this is talking the day he's born, so the through the birth, the different limbs get out of place. You have to put them back into place. Rav Nachman Osir, so Rav Nachman says it's Osir, the Domi Lemasakin, Rashi says, because it looks like you're correcting, building something. And by a human being also, there's just an idea of building, because it says by Chava that the Rabban Shalom built her up, even as Hatzela. So Tikkun Mona is like fixing a kli. Rav Sheshe Shari, Rav Sheshe says Mutter. Omer Rav Nachman Menon Menelah. How do I know that it's Aser? It's not an Osin Afik Toizen B'Shabbos. Rashi Afik Toizen L'Haki, to drink something that'll make you vomit. Shosa Mashkim Umeki V'Lo L'Rufua El L'Horik Es Meyav Shiucholecho V'Lishtos. Right, Hayom Harbe. You want to eat more, so you throw up in order to make room for more food. Can I bring a pair of chavis? The Avagav Logozer B'Mishum Shchika Salmanim. Even though it's not a Rufua. So there's no iser because we're afraid you'll come to grind medicines. To halav the refuah, he aser mishun the mesakin gavra. You're fixing up the person. Till now he's full. Now you're making him empty. Rav Sheshes hasam lav urche hacha. Hasam lav urche hacha urche. There, it's not the normal thing to do. Tikkun man is where something is not right and you're making it right. Here, it's the normal way to. By birthing, it's normal to have the limbs out of order and to put them in order. That's the way a person starts off. Omer of Sheshes Menon Neinola. How do I know that it's mutter? Disnan machat shel yad little basakot. You're allowed to take out a splinter. Not that the person obviously something's wrong with the person. You want to fix them up. Rav Nachman hasn't pocket, hachalo pocket. No, by the splinter, it's something extraneous to the person. Over here, it's the person himself. So here, it's called fixing up the person. There, it's not fixing up the person. There's something on the person that's extra you want to take off. Rashi, hacha urche, v'harihu kamishu machilo mashkeu. Where it's normal, it's like eating and drinking. Eating and drinking is not called fixing up a person. That's normal, the normal processes. Here also, when a person's born, that's a normal process to do. Little boss a coach, I'm a tikune gavra, immediately lav rafua, the leka mishum shchika sam manim shari. Right, that therefore fixing up a person, which in a way that's not rafua, right, where there'd be a special isser of, because you may come to grind medicines, but here like taking out a coat has nothing to do with medicine, so you see it's mutter. Pocket a coach has a eno mechubra bo, ela mufkad venosun sham bo, so azu eno tikun. No, the coats is different than putting the person's limbs into order. Limbs into order is the person himself. You're fixing the person. Here, the person himself is fine, except he has something extraneous to him, which is called the coats. Hachalo pocket. The dummy l'malacha shemisadron humachnisan l'makom chibur. But here, once again, it's not something extraneous, the person himself. Therefore, it's more domne to fixing up the person. Lamaisa, what's it called? There are three places where the Gemara mentions this idea. Here it's called Asuve Tinuk. Later on it's called Malafafinis Atinuk and Ma'atsvinis Atinuk. One they say, Rashi says, one of them is where you don't do it directly. What's it called? The one that we have in our Gemara, Asuve, is where you do it directly with your hands. And you do it on the day that the child's born. Malafafin, Rashi says, is where you do it not with your hands, but you wrap the child in a beged and it happens by itself. That's mutter, according to everybody. Then there's ma'atzvin, which the Gemara says is also according to everybody, and that's not when the child's born. That's later on. If the things go by the birth, it's normal. That's the way a child's born, and you set his limb straight. That's not called tikkun according to Rav Sheshes, because that's all urcha. That's a normal way that things are. That's how it's made. But if the limbs get out of whack, not on the day that he's born, and you put it back, that everybody holds his aser. The Gra holds that Rashi holds, not like he says in the Gemaras, but he had charata from what he said. And Rashi holds even the day that a child's born, it's only mutter to do by wrapping the clothing and having it done memela. But to do it manually is aser. And the Tur and the Rosh Paskin, not like that. They hold that everything's mutter on the day that the child's born, whether you do it manually or indirectly. And what's it called? And not on the day of the birth is mutter indirectly, but not directly. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, at least the Taz and the Magen Avraham. And the Gra holds, like he holds in Rashi, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like him, that not be Yom Haleda, is usher completely, and on Yom HaLeda is mutter only indirectly, only by putting around the clothing. Okay.
Can Rabbi explain specifically what we're talking about? Yeah. The
yeah. The what's it called? Sometimes they're out of their sockets. You have to put them back in. The child is born.
Dislocated.
Right. Okay. Kana shel zeisim im yesh kesher barosho mekabel tuma. The imlav ain mekabel tuma. Venkach nitl b'shabbos. A konah shel zeisim is a pole that they use to stir zeisim. According to others, they use them to squeeze the zeisim, which is nisa d'oraisa. Rashi learns it's a nisa d'rabbanan, and you see from here that klisha malachto le'isser, even if it's only nisa d'rabbanan, it's also called klisha malachto le'isser. So in yesh kesher barosho, if it has a knot in the top, then it's mekabel tuma, it has a din of a kli. The imlav ain't mekabel tuma. If not, it's not mekabel tuma. Veinkach uveinkach nitl b'shabbos. In either case, it's considered a kli on Shabbos. And pashtis, you're allowed to move it letzorech gufo makoma, because it's a kli shemlachto le'isser. There are rishonim who hold that this kli is just as much for isser and heter as it has other uses, to take clothing or hang clothing up. And therefore, it's a klishim lachto leheter, and you're allowed to be notlit for any tzorich. So Mar says, I might pshute kliyetsu. Nice, it's just a plain, ordinary wooden stick, which is pshute kliyetsu. So pshute kliyetsu and mekabel tuma. Why, if it has a knot on the top, does that make it mekabel tuma? Mar says, dumya the sak bo'inen. And the reason the pshute kliyetsu are not mekabel tuma is because kliyetsu are compared to a sock, and it has to be something that has a clay kibble. It has something that has an inside that you can use for holding things in. So pshute kliyetsu, kalim that are made out of wood that have no inside, right? They have no receptacle to hold things. They're not mekabel tuma. Since it has a knot on the top, so the knot is concave on the inside, and when you put the stick into the zeisim, you check to see if the oil is ripe, you take out the stick and you turn it so the oil is contained in that concave part in the knot. And therefore it has a kli kibble. It has a place, a receptacle for receiving things, therefore it's mekabel tuma. Rashi, Konishol Zeisim, La'achar Misikosam, Sover B'ma'aton, after you squeeze them, you put them all together in this kli, V'shamna Mis'ase Pesochan, and the oil collects, the Noach Lotzis, and it's, now since it was squeezed, the rest of the oil is easy to come out. V'yeshlo Kona L'hofchanbo, and you have a stick to stir them around. The livdok in Kamru called Tzorchon Magin LeBeisavad, and you check the oil on the stick to see if it's if the oil has ripened enough to bring them to the Beisavad. In Yesh Kesher, Misikosin is not Misikosin, is after they're harvested. You put them before you squeeze them. You put them in this thing, and the weight of the Zeisim itself crush them to a certain degree and make them easy to then press in the olive press. So you check to see if the oil that's come out by itself before they're pressed is ripe enough that now the zeisim are ready for pressing. Like a knot on the top. Mekabel, a part on the top that's thicker than the rest of the wood. Mekabel tuma, the klihu, the fisha av barosho ksas. Since it's a little thick on the top, that makes it a kli, like the Gemara will explain. Lamai, ki yesh bo kesha barosho. If it has a knot on the top, if it's thicker on the top, noi nomi de kesha mashvile mona, miu pshute kliyetsu. It may be a kli, but it's pshute kliyets. Shafilu cholol ein chalolo osu lekabel klum. Even if it's hollow, it's not made to receive anything, and that's not called a base kibble. So it's pshute kliyets. Hov chavaroas, and one says, no, you do receive things inside that concave part. The chalol rosho shemishtayir shoma yedeshu pokuk bekesher min Hashem and hazob min hazesim, because some of the oil that flows from the olives, because of the pressure of all the zesim one on top of the other, you ubodek bo in higula asar. You check it to see if they've reached enough ripeness to be pressed. The zuhi lo kabbalah, the chalol shalom. And this is a receptacle, because in that concave part of the knot, the oil collects, and you're able to check it and see if it's ready or not. Yimlav she'en kesher barosho, en Hashem en nirei shom. But if there is no kesher, then the oil doesn't collect in any part of the stick. Mipnei she'enu pakuk, v'kulo cholo. The whole thing is just a plain, ordinary stick, and it's also what's called the hollow. So nothing collects inside the, that stays inside the hollow. Hilkach lav lekabelhu, also it's not made for retaining anything. Vavi pshute kliyets, that's a regular pshute kliyets. Plain, ordinary pieces of wood that have no receptacle. Uvenkach nitl b'shabbos, to aklihu lahafot mozesim. Either way, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, either. It's sort of gufo makomo, even though it's a kli shemlachto le'isra, but it's a kli. And therefore you're allowed to move it, l'tzor gufo makomo. According to the other Rishonim, it's a kli shemlachto le'heter, and you're allowed to move it for anything. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hakelim nitolim, chutz min ha-neser ha-gadol, v'yosei chumachreshin. Rabbi Yossi says that you're allowed to move all kelim, and parashas it means over here, again, letzorah gufo makomo, right, except for a gigantic saw and a cultivator of a plow. Those are very big things, and they're very sensitive, and therefore people are very careful not to use them for anything else. Rashi, meser gadol magira gadola shasilik liktzos koros, big saw that's used for sawing boards. The yosid shomach resha who kli gadol hasi kasakin, it's a big kli, looks like a big knife. Shebo osin chrit shaltelim hamaane kultura belaz. That's a thing that cuts into the ground when you have a plow. The hanach kopit alayo, people are very makbid not to use them. Umiyachid lemakom, they keep them only for that use. The lochosium lochar, they're not used fit for anything else. So they're very makbid not to use it for anything else. So that's called muktzamach maschisor and kis. It's something that you're very makbid on, and it's melachto leiser pashtus, and therefore since it's not used for anything else, you can't even move it lesor gufa makomo. It's also to move altogether. Okay. Omer of Nachman, Hai Uchla de Katsri, Ki Yosid Shemachresha Damya. There are other things that are like these two things. When Rabbi Yossi said, except for these two things, he meant anything similar to them. Anything that you're very makbid on, and you don't use it for anything else besides its normal usage, which is Asher. Rashi Uchla de Katsri, Kli Nechosha Sa'osri Kenapa. It's a thing made out of copper. Nechoshes is copper, yeah. Ha'osri, what? Yeah, bronze. That's made like a sieve. It has holes in it. The hushal kovsim. It's used by people who wash clothing. The nosnal begon. You put it on top of the beged. Umezalef bohamayim. You pour water over it so it only goes into the holes. Umezalef bohamayim aleihem. With that kli, it's like a watering can that has holes in the top. You put water in it, and you spritz the water over the clothing. Yesh meforeshim shemegamrin mugmart mitachto, v'habegodim unachim alav misgamrin derech hanekovim. Another pshat is they used to put spices under this, and the smoke would come up through the holes and enter the clothing, give the clothing a good smell. In any case, they don't use this for anything else. It's very delicate, and they only use it for this. Omra Baya, Charba de Ushpechi, Visakino de Ashkafta, Vichatsino de Nagri, Kiyosin Shemachresha Domi. Here's another three Kalim that are also Mukhtamach Mesichsor and Kis. Rashi Charba de Ushpechi, Sakin Shoratsonim. The knife that's used by leather makers, they don't let the knife be used for anything else. It has to be without any niches in it or nicks, because otherwise you don't cut the leather properly. The sakina dashkafta, sakin shal beis hamakolin, shakatsavim mekapsin babasar. Also the knives that butchers use. Chatsina kohani kapti olaya. All these things people are very careful not to use for any other purpose. Mishum de mefagni, because they get ruined. Umatzilu biyadayim. And therefore they separate them, they designate them only for their normal use, and therefore they're muktzah because their normal use is us. We'll see as we go on whether something that's not, that's normal use is not usher, but you don't use it, you don't move it on Shabbos for anything, you leave it where it is that also muktzah or not? Tana Rabban, Barishona Hayu Omrim, Shlosha Kalim Nitalim B'Shabbos. In the beginning, they permitted moving only three kinds of Kalim on Shabbos. Miktsoa Shel Dveila, the Zoa Malistron, Shel Kedera, the Sakin Ketana Shel Gabe Shulchan. So in the beginning, they only were matter to move three kalim because they were very necessary for Shabbos needs. And Tosfos says, doesn't mean only these things. It means also any kinds of kalim that were, that had a base kibble, like kosos, ka'aros, lochios, plates, dishes, cups, things you needed to eat. So the Shabbos, they surely were permitted. These things don't have a base kibble. So that's the chiddush. Even these things were mutter. What are they? But since they were very much needed, so they didn't ask for moving these kalim. The sulo, nothing more. Gimel kalim, the sulo. Ulekamon amrinam to be mei nechemu ben chachlaya bevayisheni gozral tiltul kol hakalim. They ligdor gedor lahachme b'sroi Shabbos mitnei shayu mekilim bo. Rashi Shalela on the Gemara is going to say that this Mishnah was said in the time of Nehemiah. Because Nehemiah saw that they were being Mechal Shabbos, so he asked moving all Kalim. And when we get to the end over here, we'll see why. For what reason they asked moving around all Kalim. Except for these three, because Ein Rov HaTzibur Yecholim Lamabo. It wasn't possible for people not to move around these kinds of Kalim, which were needed for eating. Miktsoa, what was exceptions? Ismul Shemachachim Rol Dveila, Yaseo B'miktsoos, Metargamina B'Ismulayim. These were knives that were used for cutting, figs. Zoa malistron, kaf gedola shemasalkin bo zoa mashokdera, big ladle that was used taking the fat off the top of a kli, that also was mutter. That's what Tosa says, aside from the regular kalim, right, these also were permitted. These three and not nothing else. The sakin cotton, shecholtchin bo lechem, and a small knife that they used for cutting bread, ubasar, and meat, va'ochlin. Dahani tadir and betashmish. These were things that people needed all the time, and they couldn't answer them. They couldn't say you can't use these kalim either. And then, so that was in the beginning. Nehemiah came along and he answered moving all kalim on Shabbos, except the very base necessities for things that people had to do on Shabbos.
There's no problem to take.
What?
There's no problem to take.
No, there's ways of doing it. You take off only part of it, and you take some of the soup with it, whatever. Tana Rabbanan. Itiru, v'chazru v'itiru, v'chazru v'itiru. And then they went through different stages where people became more frum, and they were more careful with Shabbos. They didn't see any need to make these chumras, right? When people do what they're supposed to do, you don't have to be machmer on them. So they were matir, the same, but they didn't. Right, one basin has a right to retract what it said. So there were matir and chazru v'tiru v'chazri tiru, and sha'amru kol ha'kelim yitom b'Shabbos, until they came to a heter that all kelim are mutter on Shabbos, right? In others, at least, the tzorach gufo makomo, chutz min meser ha'gadol v'yosit shemachresha, like our Mishnah says. Except for these things that are muktzamach mislisor and kis. So ma'i tiru v'chazri tiru, v'chazri tiru, what does it mean? They had successive heterim. So what were the stages? Amar Abaya, hitiru dover shemalachto leheter, letzorach gufo. First thing they did was they were matar kalim, that are basically used for things that are mutter, l'tzorech gufo, if you're using them for the sake of something mutter, then you're allowed to move it. But not if you're moving it stam, to move it from michama l'tzeil. You want to protect it or whatever, you don't want to use it. Then they still wasn't mutter. Or even kalim, the malach to l'heter, were only mutter if you're using them for a purpose, not moving them to protect them. The chazer v'tiru dover shemach to l'heter l'tzorech makoma. Then they made another heter, that you're allowed to move things even if you just need the place. Still not to move it to protect it, but you need the place that it's on. If it's something that's mutter, it's mutter to move it if you need the place. The chazri tiru dover shemato le'isra, l'tzorah gufo, in l'tzorah mekomo lo. And then they made a new heter, that even dover shemalachto le'isra, something that's normally used for things that are asr on Shabbos, you're allowed to move l'tzorah gufo if you need it to use for something mutter, but not if you need the place. V'adayim b'yodo achas in b'shtei yodov lo. Only something you can move with one hand, but not something that was so big that you needed two hands to move it. Ad she'amru, until they finally were matir all kinds of kalim, right? The ones that are malachto le'isr, l'tzorech gufo mekomo, and the ones that are, what's it called, malachto le'heter, even l'tzorech stam. Ad she'amru kol akelim tov v'shtam, feel b'shtei yodayim. Even ones that are so big that you need two hands to move them is also okay. So that's how Abayi says. So according to Abayi, in the end, they were only matir kli shemalachto leheter, letzorech gufo and makomo, and kli shemalachto leiser, letzorech gufo, and only if it was small enough to be moved with one hand. But in the end, they asked all kalim that are malachto leiser, letzorech makomo. Amar le Rava, michti, hitiro ktani, mali tzorech gufo, mali tzorech makomo. They were matir it. What's the difference between tzorech gufo and makomo? Right, once you're moving it for a purpose, right, you need that kli either off the place or you need it to be used for something else. That's all the same. Ela Maravas, Rava says the stages were different. Hitiru dover shemalachto leheter bein l'tzorech gufo bein l'tzorech makomo. Originally, the first heter was something that's malachto leheter, that's used for permissible things. They were matter that to be used whether you needed to be used or you needed the place. Then they made a new heter. You're allowed to move it even if you want to protect it. You want to move it from the sun to the shade or vice versa. Then they had a new heter. Even something that's malachto le'iser. They were matter dovash malachto le'iser if you needed it for use, a permissible use, or you needed the place. But not to move it from sun to shade, stam to protect it. Dafka is something that one person can move, not something that needed two people to move. Ad she'amru, until they were matter everything, right? She'amru kol akelim nitolam b'shavos, I feel b'shnei b'yom. Even things that need two people to move, still is mutter, but still has the same parameters that we had before. Something that's klisha malachto leheter was mutter to be moved, michama letzeil, surely may with tzorech gufo makomo. And something that was malachto le'isra was only mutter legufo makomo, but not michama le'tzeil. That's how Rava holds. That was the end heter. And it didn't make a difference if the thing was big or was small. Rashi. Itiru. Oh, kishiro shechazru lehizor iksas. When they saw that people became more careful in Shabbos, the Isra Shabbos, the chazru v'itiru, then they started making successive heterim. Shnizor Yoser, when they saw they were more careful, Chazru Vitiru, they made another heter. L'kamei meforish maikulu hanach hetiru. And the Gemara is going to explain what all these subsequent successive heterim were. Ad she'amru, old Chazru Vitiru es kakol. Ad she'amru, akol nitol in chutz ramesu agogu. You're allowed to move everything in some way, except for these things which are not allowed to be moved at all. Mukzumach is thorn keys. Hetiru l'taut l'dover she'ikr malachto b'chol l'heter. Something that's ikr malacha on chol was heter, ledover hamotar b'shabes, hitiru letaut l'sorach gufo, imhutzuch l'ishtamish b'gufa kli, avalo mishum shutzuch mekomo. So Abaye says the first heter was something that's normally used for something that's mutter during the week, so you're allowed to move it on Shabbos to use for its regular usage, but you're not allowed to move it if you just need the place. That was the first heter. The chazri tilu es elu letzorach makomo. Then they made another heter. You're allowed even to move them if you need the place, but you don't need the thing. The chazri tilu af mishum alachto leiser. The hutzrich lo b'shabes legufo. Then they were matter even klishum alachto leiser. that normally during the week you use it for something that's usher. They were mutter on matter on Shabbos to move it if you need it l'melecha seter, if you want to use it like a hammer to open nuts. But at that point they weren't matter at l'tzorach makoma, only l'tzorach gufa. Kol hakelim halalu shomarnu chutz min hanesra gadol delo shari lo l'tzorach gufa lo l'tzorach makoma. V'abaye dimetarich hachi hagar be l'gabi rabba z'omer le'el korne shol napachim shaninu the dover shemlach l'isra shari l'tzorach gufa. Right, that what's it called? Here Abaye had charata. Right, and he held like Rabbi said before that even what's it called, something that's normally used leisur, you're allowed to move letzorach gufa makoma. Okay, Omer le Rava michti letzorach itiru b'ham rishon. It says that they were matter at letzorach the first time. What's the difference in gufa makoma? Once they're matter at letzorach, letzorach means either tzorach gufa makoma. So that should have been one heter, not that they needed two different times to be matter that. Mali gufa, mali makoma. Tarvayu tzorach ninu. You don't need the thing itself. That's not called a tzorech. Nechama letzel is you want to protect the thing, but not because you need the thing. Lo legufo velo mekomo. Elachosol of shem yizbaka b'cham. You're afraid it's going to break in the sun or get ruined in the shade, whatever. Ad she'amru haynu od heter achrina kol hakelim afilu gedolim. Then the last heter was even big kelim. Umil kim neshol heter afilu nechama letzel. But when they permitted kelim to be moved that are melachto leheter, they permitted to be moved even from the sun to the shade. Mishal iser letzorach gufa makoma, and they were matter moving kelim that are basically used for iser. That's only letzorach gufa makoma. Okay. Okay. So now Abaye is going to ask on Rava. Eish le'Abaye meducha im yesh bashum metaltin osa v'imlav ein metaltin osa. Right, l'chora, if you have a maducha, only if it has shum in it, are you allowed to metaltle it. But if it doesn't have shum, you're not allowed. Mashmi, not allowed to metaltle it, even l'tzor gufa makoma. Right? Hachamai eskina mecham l'tzeo. Well, it says, no, it's talking over here where you're moving it, not l'tzor gufa makoma. Gufa makoma will be mutter, even if it doesn't have shum. But you want to move it from the sun into the shade, that you can't do unless it has shum. Right, we had before Beisil and Beishamai both say that if you already cut meat on this board that they normally use for things that were usher, right, so you're not allowed to metaltle it. Mashma for any purpose. Hachinami mechamel etzel. No, it means you're not allowed to metaltle it from sun to shade, but you're allowed to metaltle if you need it for something that's mutter. Omer Reb Chanina bimei Nechemya ben Chachloi nishneis mishnezu. This Mishnah that we had before, that they assered all Kalim, and then they were matter successively, the Isser of all the Kalim was in the time of Nehemiah. Dechsiv, Ayomi Mohema, Reisi, Yehuda, Dorchim, Gisos, B'Shabbos. I saw people treading their grapes on Shabbos. Umevim ho'aremos, and they would bring in the stacks of the Mamish Machal Shabbos in the most... open way. So therefore, they assured everything. Amr Belazer, kanim umaklos, glustra umaducha, kulam kodem hataras kelim nishnu. All these things that we asked before, where it seems to say that everything is asked to move, right? Even the sara gufa makomo, right? These mishnayos were existed before the heterim of Nehemiah. They all were said in the time when the kelim were also. These are leftover mishnayos that were never corrected. They reflected what happened in the time of Nehemiah. So, but now that they were matter these things, these mishnayos are not lahalach anymore. Because now it's mutter to move things at Tzorach Gufa Makomo, or things of heter afilu michama letzel. So all of these mishnayos, kulam kodem hataras kelim nishnu. Konim disnab, what are these mishnayos? So the case of the konim is the following. Lo sidur hakonim, the lo nitilosim doches ha-shabbos. Right, let's see Rashi. Ein metaltlin also. Bishlom alididi ein metaltlin also the tzorach makomo, ka'omer. According to me, the tzorach makomo was not mutter, only tzorach gufo. Even in the end, when they were matter, klisha malachto le'isser, they were only matter at letzorach gufo. If you needed to use it for a permissible thing, But if you just need the place, they weren't matarit. So therefore, I can explain this Mishnah that if you have what's it called, the mortar or the pestle, which is the kli. What?
Mortar.
Kli. Okay, so if you have a mortar, if it doesn't have shum in it, so you're not allowed to move it, l'tzorech mekoma. That's how I would explain Abaye says this thing. But you, who hold that any kli shem lachto le'isra is mutter, l'tzorech gufo amekomo, right, so why aren't you allowed to metaltel it, right? You can metaltel l'tzorech gufo amekomo. And to say not mechama l'tzeil was shver, and also what we said before, the Gemara asked this question before. And it said because it's mukmuk and kis, and held that was also a dochik. To say you can move it, not move it mechamel etzel, or that it's mechisar and kis, the Gemara held was dochuk. So you're either moving it mitzora gufo and not mekomo, or why aren't you moving it? Mishnah zu de leel barishon lo hayu omrim gimel kalim the sula, and Rav held no, it's not a dochuk to say that it's not mechamel etzel. Rabbi held it was dochuk. And then the end, the Gemara says, no, there's no kasha, because this Mishnah is a leftover Mishnah from the time of Nehemiah, when you weren't allowed to move it. But afterwards, subsequently, they were matur. Mishnah zu de la'el, barishono yomrim gimel kelim, the sulo, mishum dehavi mezalzlim b'shabosos, dechsi bayomim mohema, right? The people were mamish being mechal Shabbos before Hesia. Konim maklos, mishnayis henkin, mefarish vazlim. The Gemara is going to explain what these mishnayis are. Kodem HaTorah's Kalim, Minyan HaAchron, Shehutru Kulam, the Tzorah Gufan, La'Abaya, U'Larav Af L'Tzorah Mekoma. The last Heter, according to Abaya, was just L'Tzorah Gufo, but not Mekoma. Abaya holds that Kalim, that are Malach Tola Isra, are Mutter L'Tzorah Gufan, but not L'Tzorah Mekoma. And Rava holds even L'Tzorah Mekoma is Mutter. Lo Sidr HaKonim, Shehinosim Bareches Lechem Aponim. When they made the Lechem Aponim, the bread that was on the shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash, from Shabbos to Shabbos. Bein chala lechala, so they had konim, they had sticks that separated between the chalas in order that the air should get in there, they shouldn't get spoiled. La freedom li konis haruach, bein em shlo yisapshu. In other words, the wind, the air should be able to circulate and it shouldn't get, get moldy. The lonely nitilasim min haracha yishana, so they weren't allowed to move these sticks on Shabbos. They couldn't put them on Shabbos, and they couldn't take them away on Shabbos. They could only do it on Sunday, Motzi Shabbos, right, or on Friday. But on Shabbos itself, they didn't. They, for one day, it was okay if the air didn't circulate; it wouldn't go bad. Besides, it was a nes that the bread didn't get stale anyway. But ain't somchim al nes, so they used to use these boards to make it that there would be air. So doches haShabbos, ela nichnas be'erev Shabbos, and not lakonim. On erev Shabbos, you took away the boards. Ulamachar mesalek hamarocha yishana, and the next day you took off the bread that was there from the Shabbos before. Umesadra chadosh, and you put the new bread on. Below konim, without boards. Ulamotzei Shabbos, nichnas v'nosin hakonim be'neim. And Motzei Shabbos, you put the boards back on. Zu nishnes kodim heter minyan harishon. This was before they were matar anything, because these are klisha malachto leheter. There's no reason why these boards are also. They're not doing anything that's also, but they're not kalim that are necessary, and therefore they're also to ha malachto leheter because or l'tzara gufan. So even though it's in the Beis Hamikdash, and usually ain't shvus b'mikdash, but certain shvusim they did keep, especially over here where they wanted to make a point that people should be more careful in Shabbos. So they made it even the Beis Hamikdash we're not moving kalim. Right, you have to be extra careful about Shabbos. You go to the other extreme, and therefore they asked her even on even in the Beis Hamikdash. Maklin, what's the case of this? That's the case of Konim. Maklos disnan, Maklos dakim, chalokim hayusham, umeinichu al kseifo v'al kosef chadero v'tolo mafshit. In the Azara, they had thin poles on Erev Pesach, when they had to skin the Korban Pesach, and there weren't enough hooks. Usually they had hooks over the places where they butchered the meat to hang the animal and skin it. But there were so many people making Korban Pesach, there weren't enough hooks. So what they did is they brought poles, and they put the pole, one person on one shoulder, and the other one on the other shoulder, and then they were able to hold it between them, hanging between them, and take it off. So those maklos, right, were there. You put it, what's it called, and when Omer of Elazar, our boss, or Shecholios, b'Shabbos, but when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, they didn't use these poles. Meiniach yodo al kosef chaveru v'yad chaveru akseifo v'tolu mafshit. These are their hands. Each one put their hands on the other guy's shoulder, and they hung the animal on their hands, and that's how they did it. And each one's right hand was, they put their left hand on this guy's shoulder, and his left hand, they hung it on their left hands and had their right hands, free to skin it. Rashi, maklim dakim v'chalokin, hoyu bazor v'pesa shecholios yudala b'chol. When our boss fell during the week, so then they used these poles. When it fell on Shabbos, yodo akosiv chaveru b'lo metalti makos. They weren't allowed to move these poles. Okay, just one thing. We have a lot over here, but there's no time. Just a tamim of mukta. The Rambam says the reason they asered mukta altogether is because if you move around too many kelim, especially kelim that are klisha malachto the iser, you may come to do these iser. You move it around too much, you can do the Isser. So originally they assered all Kalim that you don't come to move Kalim that are Osir and end up doing the Isser. The Ravid and Rashi and Deya say that the reason is because of Hotzah. You're afraid if you move around Kalim, you come to carry them outside. Right? So you have less chance of carrying anything where you're not allowed to carry if you don't move anything. You don't carry anything even inside. So one of the Nafkaminas, they say, is something, klisha malachto leheter, when they were matarit in the end. Were they matarit without any tzorech? Stam, you want to just pick up a kli for no purpose, not even to protect it, right? If the whole inyan is because you may come to do an isser, once they were matar, klisha malachto leheter, mutter for anything. But if the reason is because maybe you'll come to do an isser, if the reason is because of hotzah, then it doesn't make a difference. Once they assert something, you were afraid you may carry it out, then even klisha malachto leheter should be osur for across the board. And we'll see it's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to move a klisha malachto leheter, shalo the tzorech klau, for no purpose at all, stam to move it. Another man nafkamina is if you have a klisha malachto leheter, that there were matur le tzorech gufo makomo, okay, gufo, right? You're allowed to take a hammer and use it to crack nuts. Is that only if you don't have a nutcracker? Or even if you have a nutcracker, but you want to use the hammer, right? If the idea is because of hotzah, should be usher unless you really need it. If the idea is because you may come to use it for something usher, then maybe, what's it called? Even if you don't need it, it should be, what's it called? It could be mutter. Okay, also there's a sheet of Rab and Beitza who says that hachon is usher min haTorah, right? Hachon of the Rab, because we learn from Pasuk, v'heichinu. So some say that that's only that you're not allowed to eat it. Like Be'ish and Olda Biyantif. It's missing Hachana. That kind of Muktzah is the Raisa. And the Pnei Yeshua says that it's only where it's a double kind of Muktzah. It's Muktzah, it's Nolad, and it's Muktzah Machmas Isser. Then it's Aser according to Rabbah Min HaTorah. Otherwise, all Muktzah is the Rabbanim. Here it's Mashma that they only were Asered Kalim Muktzah in the time of Nehemiah. But we had a Gemara before that they couldn't move David HaMelech's body because it was Muktzah. L'chor, that was way before Nehemiah. So they say, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that Muktzah Machmas Gufo, things that had were not Kalim, that they made Muktzah way before. That was in the time of David and Shlomo already. But Kalim they didn't Aser, even Klisha Malachto Le'Isser, right, until the time of Nehemiah. But body, there's no shaychus to Shabbos Bechlal, things that have stones, earth, those kind of things, they have no shaychus to Shabbos. That kind of muktzah was also way before Nehemiah. But it's only the Rabban. But it was also before Nehemiah. Nehemiah came along and he asked it also Kalim. That was a new madrig of muktzah.